Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Every like a bear and dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today, and
yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, the podcast minisode where we tell you what we've been watching this week, what we have been enjoying, what we haven't been enjoying, all the trailers that have come out this week, what we're excited for, and what we definitely won't be watching. That's Simone LaRue.
And that's Chad Echowitz. Chad!
Simone!
What have you watched this week?
I have been watching, I'm so happy that this is a thing, but I've been watching Cooking with Paris. And
oh my god, how is
honestly,
it?
Honestly, it is perfect. You're not going to learn how to cook. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But you're not watching that for this. You're watching it to see the rise again of Paris Hilton, the undefeatable,
obsessed.
The immortal being that she is. I loved her. I loved her from like the early 2000s when she had her fucking singing career. Even though the gods are crazy, even though the stars are blind. You know, that one hit wonder that it was. It was so good. And now you've got her coming back, you know, late 2020s, and she's just flawless. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely perfect. The guests she has in are great. She makes the most stupid food.
Yes.
And it's just, I love her, and I love this show. Definitely worth a watch.
Okay, noted.
Definitely.
I'm intrigued.
Definitely watch it. I think, just like, if you have a drink, and you just want to watch something that takes your brain out, like, nothing you have to focus on. This is it. This is the show for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Noted. Okay.
What have you been watching?
I watched Suicide Squad.
Ooh, what are your thoughts? Let's talk in great detail.
I loved it. I loved it so much. It's so fun the whole way through. It's so ridiculous. I love that it clearly is R-rated because it is violent.
Mm-hmm. Very violent from the
it's
jump.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Like from the very beginning where it starts, you're just like, oh, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. And I love it. I love it the whole way through. They subvert so many different tropes. It's just so well written. John Cena is so funny. He is so funny.
So fucking
His little
funny.
Like rivalry with Idris Elba is fucking hysterical.
It's so good. That scene where they're going through the jungle and just like assassinating everyone, just like cock, you know, measuring
it's
each other's
so
dicks.
Dark.
So good. So funny.
It's all just the whole thing just brought me all the joy in the world. It was the Suicide Squad movie I wanted to see. I think it's very in the spirit of like the Suicide Squad comics. I just I'm so happy that movie exists, that it's out there.
Yeah.
And that we can watch it.
They fixed it. They didn't hurt us. They fixed it and you know what? DC has been a good boyfriend again, and I'm so happy about it. I'm so proud of them. They're really doing a good job. I don't know if this is a spoiler to say, and so I'll cut it out if we think it is. Okay. But I follow Flula Borg on Instagram, and the amount of shit like he does for his like sort of workouts and for like promoting Javelin, and Javelin is in the movie for like what, 5 minutes, and I was just like,
not long at all.
I was like, damn, this is a lot of promo for somebody who's not really in the movie.
Flula, bless, he's so funny.
He's brilliant. He's absolutely, like, the 5 minutes that he is in the film are spectacular. Yeah. But, yeah, I just thought that was really, really amusing, like, how hard he is pushing it. And, like, what he did to his body to get into shape for Javelin. He looks incredible.
He looked great.
So ripped. But for, like, literally 5 minutes of screen time. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was all just really nice. It's really nice. I love that Sylvester Stallone is voicing the shark.
It was
beautiful.
It
makes me so happy. It's just all good. I love it.
So when I went to see it, I said that sort of Idris Elba kind of steals the show and it kind of like focuses on him. Did you agree with me on that, or did you feel like I was a bit wrong in my assessment?
I can kind of see what you mean in that like he's not actually great at playing supporting roles. Mm-hmm. Like he's very much like the lead in every scene that he's in.
Yeah.
But, you know, the cast is so big and there is so much going on that it didn't feel very, like, too much. Like, oh, this is the Idris Elba show. So, yeah, like, mixed feelings.
Okay. Fair.
But I see what you mean. Okay. I totally see what you mean.
Cool. Brilliant. Good. I saw Freaky this week.
How did you love it?
I loved it. Vince Vaughn
is so
fucking funny, and he just nails this performance. He
is
slays
so
us.
Funny.
It's such a good film. From like start to finish, this film is just beautiful. It's really, really well done. I think it reminds me of Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It's just the comedy and the horror just works so nicely. The gore in this is just so fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know, when that teacher gets murdered, like you kind of feel like, yeah, fuck you, dude. This is so justified. Mm. And yeah, like just I loved it from start to finish. What a good film. And maybe could have been shorter. That was like my only critique, but
yeah,
not really.
What a triumph for Vince Vaughn. Like he committed to playing a teenage girl, and it is so funny. It pans out so well.
Oh, it's like, so good.
I think I love Vince Vaughn again. I know mm-hmm. we've always been big fans of Vince,
but
on this podcast,
yeah, more so now than ever.
Yeah,
that kissing scene in the back of the police car.
Oh.
I've never laughed
God.
So fucking hard in my life.
I had to pause. I was like crying.
It was so good. It was so well played as well. Like they did such a good job of that. Perfect. So, so good. Amazing. What else have you watched?
So I haven't watched much this week, but the only other thing is I started watching, I'm like 50 years late, but I started watching Bob's Burgers.
Yes! What did you think? Tell me everything.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love Bob's Burgers. It's just so relaxing. Like, it's mm-hmm. just great content for your brain. Like, it's everything I love. It's so nice. It's, like, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it so much. It's,
yeah.
It was initially pretty wild to hear Archer's voice.
Uh-huh. As, like, a fat dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, I love it. It's just, what a delightful, perfectly charming show.
That's what I think I love about it most, is, like, none of the things that they do are completely sort of out there yeah. and ridiculous. Like, they're not going to space
Except
or
for
anything.
Louise.
But Louise is just the perfect character. She is... My
love
favorite.
Her.
She's so
I love
good.
Her.
And yeah, they're just like a simple, normal family who suck, and they're just doing the best that they can.
And they all know they're fucking weird.
Yeah, and it's so good. And Tina is just like this, like everything I want to be as an awkward teenage girl, like with the most amount of confidence in the world. That show, I'm so glad you like
yeah,
it.
I'm having a great
like,
time.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so, so good. Last thing, talking about being 50 years too late, I started watching Good News this week.
Oh, how do you like it?
I really like it. It's one of those, it's got very 30 Rock vibes, and I mean, that makes sense. Tina Fey is one of the executive producers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's just really lovely. The characters are really nice. It's got, I can never remember his name. He's the guy from Fired Up and Pitch Perfect, the one, the presenter.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who you mean, but
and
I also cannot remember.
No. But he's great in it. Everyone is just does like the absolute best, and it's just like a purely charming show, just like unbelievably charming.
No, it's very cute.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Did you watch anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Me too. So let's move on to trailers. What are you excited for?
Outstanding. Oh, there were some cute trailers out this week. Like it all looks like very like charming little movies.
Okay. Maybe we watch different things.
I don't know. You see, like I thought. That Bestsellers looked really cute.
Yes.
Audrey Plaza and what's his name?
Michael Caine. Yeah.
Being an unlikely duo trying to sell a book. That makes me happy.
Uh-huh. It did look super cute. We love both of those people. And in like a sweet comedy, it should be really, really fun. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yo, Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek joining the fucking MCU in The Eternals.
In The Eternals, yes.
Very weird. Very exciting.
I'm ready.
Apparently we're just...
Long time in coming.
The MCU is just apparently this giant glob that is just swallowing up all of Hollywood until everyone is part of the MCU.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't know very much about The Eternals, but you know what? Selma Hayek and Angelina Jolie are them.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to watch this one, which I haven't said about in a Marvel film in a very long time.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. What else?
Still on my track of charming movies that I am excited to be charmed by.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Falling for Figaro.
Oh, right? Super cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's basically this girl who wants to be an opera singer, so she joins Joanna Lumley as her instructor in Ireland. And she falls in love with the other student, and it just looks really fucking cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it just, it looks like a lovely little journey of self-discovery. I love that actress. I forget her name now, but I really like her. She was first in Workaholics, and then she's done some really good dramatic roles, too, in, like, Unbelievable and stuff. And, like, yeah, I'm really chuffed for her.
Yeah, it should be really exciting. It looks like it's just going to make you smile the whole way through, and maybe like shed a single tear. It should be really fun.
Yeah.
I am super duper not excited for Saving Paradise. So unfucking. I'm so done with this type of shit already. Plus the trailer kind of gave away the whole movie. I mean, we all knew how it was going to end, but the trailer gives away the whole movie.
No,
so it's basically,
like a shitty Hallmark movie.
Oh, it's not even Christmas. So basically, for our listeners, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, basically it's this big Wall Street guy who's real fancy and shit, and his dad owns a pencil factory back out west, and his dad's dying now, so now he needs to go out and sort out the issue. And so he goes home and finds a beautiful woman who is now running the pencil store, but he wants to sell it because he's all about that bottom line, and she's all like, oh, it's affecting people's lives, and obviously they get together and save the fucking thing, and it's the trailer tells all of this.
Yes, and the small town's tragedy is his personal growth point, so that's really cool for him, a white man with every conceivable privilege.
I was about to sing, and he's white, but yeah, straight up. It's, Hallmark, back at that bullshit.
I don't care. I simply don't want to watch it. The last thing that I wanted to mention was... Mm-hmm. This is the year.
Yeah, it looked cute, didn't it?
Love Me a Teen Romp. It's directed by Selena Gomez, and she tends to put her, or not directed, produced by Selena Gomez. And she honestly tends to produce, like, some really good teen fun things. So, yeah, this looks like a very fun, relaxing movie for me to watch when I'm chilling on the couch with some wine and popcorn, and Rudy is nowhere around to make fun of
me
for watching
it. And you can just live in your teenage nostalgia. Perfect.
Exactly. I can be like, oh, I remember when I was a teenager and I was that hot. I was not hot as a teenager. High school is not a glamorous time, but I love movies that make it seem like it is.
Absolutely. I think this reminded me of like the first half of Perks of Being a Wallflower before it gets like real dark.
Before it gets dark.
Yeah. So I'm ready for it. It's the happy version of Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah.
And I'm about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been through enough pain this year. We don't need more. Last thing that I'm quite excited for is The Voyeurs. I think this is going to be a really fun film.
Yes.
It looks kind of scary. So basically, a new couple moves into an apartment. Their neighbors leave their windows open, and there's this like sexy photography couple, and the dude's British. And they kind of stalk them and then kind of get romantically involved with them. And it kind of really just goes downhill very quickly. And it looks like a cool film. Looks like a really awesome film. Yeah,
it looks intense.
So yeah, that's it. Anything else for you?
Nope, that is everything for me.
Brilliant. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate you guys. You guys are the best fans out there. Don't let anyone tell you different, or they'll have to fight both of us with our little fists.
I'll fight them.
Oh, easily.
I'm scrappy.
I punch people in the neck. I have no qualms.
No, I don't play by the rules.
No. So there you go. If you have any bullies who are telling you you're not the best fans in the world, you can write into us. And where can they do that, Simone?
You can give us the names of the people to track down on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast. Tweet at them. Tag them. Let them know we're coming on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. Or you can email us if you want to just keep it a little bit more low-key at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. And since all we ask in return, we're sort of like the Godfather in that respect. All we ask in return is that you subscribe, that you tell people about the podcast, that you give us those ratings. They do really help us, and in return we'll bust some heads. That's what we promise. And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Goodbye.